From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The suspect in last night's mass shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, is being flown back to the city after being taken into custody in North Carolina. State and local leaders say now that the manhunt is over, it's time for the community to heal. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon reports, police arrested 21-year-old Dylan Roth late this morning.
Police say the arrest took place in North Carolina with the help of a tip from a citizen concerned about what's being described as suspicious behavior. Nine people died in the shooting at the historic African Methodist Episcopal Church in downtown Charleston. Speaking at a news conference, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said this is a painful time.
Parents are having to explain to their kids how they can go to church and feel safe, and that's not something we ever thought we'd deal with.
The FBI is working with state and local law enforcement on the case, and the Justice Department is investigating it as a hate crime. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Charleston.
In the Senate, an across-the-aisle fight over defense spending is heating up. Democrats today blocked a bill that would have allowed more money for defense, demanding that Republicans allow similar latitude on domestic programs. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, Democrats accuse Republicans of using budget gimmicks to circumvent defense spending caps.
Republicans want to spend more on defense by shifting money into a war emergency account. That account isn't subject to spending caps. Democrats say if Republicans are willing to get around limits on defense, they should be open to lifting caps on domestic programs, too. Here's Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
We've got to reach an agreement on our budget in terms of what we're going to do, not just on the defense appropriations bill, but all the bills. Sadly, the Republican approach to this is a showdown, shutdown approach.
Republicans say Democrats shouldn't be picking a budget fight during such a dangerous time in the Middle East. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama's request for fast-track authority on trade deals is getting a thumbs up from the House. After going down in defeat last week, a revised bill without amendments passed in a close vote, 218 to 208, with scant support from Democrats. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Republican Paul Ryan argued during the floor debate the measure will open markets to U.S. goods.
If we want to make more things here and sell them there, then we need to tear down those trade barriers that make American goods and services more expensive.
Democrats argue international trade deals will lead to a loss of U.S. jobs. Now the bill moves on to the Senate. On Wall Street today, stocks posted their strongest gains in a week, with the Nasdaq notching a new high, gaining 68 points to reach 5132. The Dow closed up 180 points. The S&P rose 20. This is NPR. Fitbit, the company that makes wristbands to track health and fitness, had a healthy debut on the stock market. NPR's Arthi Shahani reports it's now valued at about $4 billion.
Today's initial public offering is the third largest this year. Fitbit shares opened at $30.40, more than 50% above the IPO price. The San Francisco-based company raised about $730 million. That's a lot of capital to grow the business, which it will need. Fitbit makes wearable wristbands that track sleep, steps, heart rate. President Obama was spotted wearing a popular model called the Fitbit Surge. The company faces competition from more established brands like Apple and Samsung, which are making smart watches, and from cheaper Chinese manufacturers. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Chicago Blackhawks are basking in the spotlight of a victory parade and rally today, celebrating their third Stanley Cup win in 6 years. Blackhawk captain Jonathan Toews says it felt good to win the championship on home ice for the first time since 1938.
We all grew up dreaming of winning the Stanley Cup, and we know this is amazing to be able to hoist this thing, but to do it on home ice and in front of you guys, in front of our fans, and to share this with you guys, the best fans in the world, it doesn't get any better than this.
The team rode to the rally at Soldier Field in double-decker buses. The Federal Communications Commission says carriers like Verizon and AT&T do not have to allow those robocalls if customers opt out of receiving them. Consumer groups had asked for a clarification because the companies worried they might be penalized for not following rules that require them to connect all calls. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.